嗱，我哋要追翻啲時間啊，咁啊，亦都去到我哋下一個文件第七項，就係、沙田至中環線項目金鐘站擴建工程進展。我哋區議會文件23/2017，歡迎下你嘅嘉賓出席。港鐵公司建造經理沙中線土木工程 Mr. Mike Bisano， 地鐵公司一級統籌工程師陳永賢先生，公關工程公共關係經理蕭天偉女士，路政署高級工程師沙中線朱敦漢先生，康樂文化事務處中西康樂事務經理林婷婷女士，康樂事務及文化事務處行政主任策劃事務梁鳳山女士。文件是由路政署和港鐵公司提交的。咁請公司港鐵present文件，你有 PowerPoint 嘅嘛？盡量精簡。
各位議員大家好，咁就我哋今日咧係想都係想嚟報告翻咧沙田至中環線啦，肯中西區內嘅工程進展嘅。咁我哋到嗰個一陣咧都會有啲投影片好快咁介紹翻啦。咁之後亦都會講翻嗰個下角花園個重置工程。咁首先好簡單講啦，沙中線主要有兩段啦，第一段喺大圍至紅磡段啦，咁主要佢係連接翻馬鐵同埋呢個西鐵嘅，咁我哋預計咧呢一段咧可以喺2019年咧完成同埋通車啦。咁至於肯翻港島呢邊咧，就係咧我哋叫做紅磡至金鐘段，就係將東鐵線延伸過海嘅。咁我哋主體工程咧肯2015年開始啦，咁我哋預計咧喺2021年咧可以完成同通車嘅。咁我哋喺翻中西區嘅工程咧，主要都係圍繞翻金鐘嘅位置咧，我哋係會有幾個工程啦。咁早前南港島線咧都已經將呢個金鐘站咧擴建咗噶啦，咁個沙中線三萬前期工程咧已經完成咗。咁嚟緊咧，我哋都會有一啲嘅工程咧，主要咧係由灣仔嘅會展站啦，就會有一個隧道咧係起步過嚟金鐘站咧，就會用隧道轉劃嘅方式去興建。咁而第二部分咧就係喺金鐘東站南面的位置，我們會做一個越位隧道，是給車務的第時的列車可以調到的。這邊是會用轉爆的方法去興建。至於在金鐘站裡面亦都會有沙中線相關的工程，主要是一些機電或者是軌道鋪設和一些裝修的工程的。最後亦都有一個下角花園的重置工程的。首先我剛才都說過，在灣仔的會展站我們都會在灣仔北的位置呢就會有一個隧道的轉劃工程啦。那個位置呢，我們的隧道轉劃機的樹井呢大概就是在這個芬寧碼頭街那個工地上呢就會開始做兩次的隧道轉劃啦，就會分別就是在剛剛今個月上個禮拜開始了第一條的隧道轉劃，另外第二條呢就會在2017年的第四季咧，就分別用做兩次嘅隧道轉劃咧，去做翻上下行嘅隧道嘅。咁喺呢一張相咧，可以睇到我哋工地嘅位置啦，主要都係喺演藝學院對出海面嘅位置，新填海地嚟嘅。咁我哋成個嘅工作咧，都會做兩次嘅隧道轉劃啦。咁期間咧，都會經過荃灣線嗰個南面通風大樓啦、隧道啦，同埋下角道嗰、那個咁而呢度咧就係講嗰個隧道轉碼工程嗰個工地嘅位置。咁我哋咧都係沿用翻南港島線咧之前喺香港公園嘅工地啦，我哋繼續咧就用翻個位置咧就做翻一個通道咧落翻深入翻去地層咧做翻嗰個隧道嘅轉碼工程。咁呢個就係喺上面睇到就係嗰個工地嗰個大概嗰個而家現時嘅情況啦。咁而我哋相應地啦，喺法院度咧，我哋都有個交通措施啦。其實嗰措施咧，係都係繼續沿用翻南港線嗰、那個 嗰個做法咧，去繼續去騰空翻啲位置咧，去做翻個工地。咁依個咧，我哋相信呢個交通措施咧，就會直至到我哋嘅工程完成為止嘅。咁而現時咧，嗰個隧道轉劃工程個進展咧，我哋而家咧就大概咧係做咗四成嘅。我哋主要係由香港公園大概發展道開始啦，就一路咧就做轉劃工程深入地底咧，就去到最遠嘅白家道嘅地底。咁嗰個隧道深度咧，由地面起計咧，由60米至300米一路深入去地面。咁所以咧，其實而家我哋做嘅轉劃工程咧，都越嚟越深入嗰個地層啦。咁對附近嗰個影響咧，都係越嚟越減低。咁呢一部分咧，我就交俾我同事阿 Mike 咧，去講翻咧下個花園嗰個重建嘅工程嘅詳情。
Hi, good afternoon. I'll just give you an update on the progress of the works at Harcourt Garden. The garden reprovisioning works is being currently undertaken through the course of this year. Now that we've completed the opening of the SIL railway, the orange section at the top of the image here and the purple sections indicate the remaining works areas for the SCL contract. So they'll remain as works areas until 2021. So this plan shows generally the work that's being undertaken and the amenities that will be on the garden when it's completed. The CITIC footbridge is currently open to public use, fully reprovisioned, as is the escalators that link between the landscape deck and the ground floor. Entrance E is open to the public, and so is the lift, which accesses the upper landscape deck, ground floor level, and into the unpaid areas of the concourse on in the station. In the final scheme, we have an upper landscape deck, which has two access points off of the city walkway, one here and one here. And then from the lower level, you can walk up the staircase from the lower part of the garden. And there is also a staircase link from the Rodney Street to city footbridge walkway, which is also open to the public at the moment. So on the upper part of the garden, we have a series of terraces. See, the green areas are lawn and shrub planting. There is trees being planted across the upper part of the garden, which you'll see on the next image. And there's seating areas in this location. And these areas across this area here are terrace steps where people can sit and overlook the view of the garden as well. The purple areas are MTR structures, part of the railway structure, and remain as part of our structure itself. The circle in the centre is a ventilation building, a ventilation shaft, which has an art feature around it. So that's there was a competition some years ago, and that was secured by Tony Yip, and he's designed an art feature for that. And I've got an image of that I'll show you shortly. On the lower part of the garden, we have the EVA entrance and public access points from Rodney Street. There is the Braille map at the entrance here on Rodney Street, which gives the disabled users access to the garden. The amenities for the LCSD area is situated here, adjacent to an existing entrance to the car park. Public toilets just here in this little yellow square reinstating the public amenity and actually improved facilities that were there previously. One of the features we're installing on the garden is an art. It's sort of a replacement of placing the relics we found from the old seawall inside the station when it was being excavated in 2012. And I've got an image of proposal for the laying out of the stones on a map, which I'll show you shortly. And then this portion here is a covered section. Over some seating areas to provide protection from the weather, the garden itself. Okay, so these are just a few images. So this is an image of the art feature from on the upper landscape deck.
And you see
some steps here and the terracing to the left-hand side. View 2 shows a view of the green wall and the planting.
同埋呢度我哋見到有樹啦，同埋植物啦，同埋係呢個綠色嘅牆，同埋係上邊嗰個平台嗰個部分。呢一度咧，我哋就見到頭先話可以遮蓋嗰啲座位啦，有遮蓋嘅座位。後邊咧就係。
And this is the seawall feature. So we're using a map of the central and Admiralty area and laying out the stones along the lines of the old seawalls. So the seawall relics that we've uncovered were from the mid-19th century. Which is this line here, but we'll also lay them out across subsequent edges of the seawall as it progresses to the current position.
These can be used as
seats by people who might want to
作為座椅嘅，有任何人想用呢啲違建嘅話，咁啊側邊咧我哋就展示牌，話俾公眾聽究竟佢哋係乜嘢，即係邊度揾到呢啲違建啊，同埋係佢哋嘅背景啊咁樣。多謝。
各位同事，對呢個沙中線金鐘站擴建工程嘅進展，大家有冇意見？
Do you have any views, please?
First of all, concerning the Hong Kong Park website and also the temporary traffic arrangement around the Supreme Court Road, I would like to know when that will come to completion, because I do see that it is 2021 being the projected completion date. I'd like to know whether the traffic arrangements around the Supreme Court area would also last until then, or would it be earlier? Now, another question concerning the Harcourt Road Garden. I'll speak in English.
Harcourt Road Garden. Well, you mentioned about the landscape and the design and all that. I would like to know, comparing with Harcourt Garden before the works, in terms of the total green area and the number of trees, you have more or less less, just want to have a comparison before and after.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I have quite a number of questions.
We of course know that for the SEL,
the original plan was Sha Tin to Central Link. That's why it's called the Sha Tin to Central Link. And then it was shifted to Admiralty as the terminus, right? Now, what I fear is that there may be confusion in the future. I don't know, but if you say it is the Central Admiralty Link, wouldn't that be more appropriate? And also, it doesn't come from Sha Tin Station anyway. And also, Hong Kong to West Rail Link, well, perhaps SEL has been around for so many years, it's different to change that name. But on the other hand, for Island South, I know I can go to Apeijao, etc., etc. My point is, do you want to make it very clear as to the alignment or the line, where does it go to? Where does it link up? So this is the east part of the Western Rail. This is the Western Rail, and would that actually refer to the Nanchong line? Because this is confusing, and to change the names is not up to me personally or you personally, but it will take perhaps electoral approval. Now, another question concerning the 29 pieces of granite. Is this the Tama shoreline? Is it from that particular site originally? If that is the case, I would like there to be indication in the explanation as to the reclamation, where the reclamation started or ended, because this is history. I don't have the relevant information, that if you have experts who have that information, please point out that this was actually part of the Tama site. As for reprovisioning, I do not want there to be the Kennedy Road Park swimming pool, the small covered park, and at the time of LCSD reception, that it is said that this is not acceptable, that's not acceptable, and there will have to be a lot of demolition, wasting a lot of resources, etc. So what I'm asking for is an on-site inspection. I think that this may look nice on paper, but on the other hand, I think the trees do not feature a lot of flowers. I want there to be flowering plants, flowering trees around the year, for all four seasons. I hope this can be done. And also, if we can go on the on-site inspection, I would want us to know more at the council. Rather than to have the LCSD, you turn it over to the LCSD, and then it is found then that there are a lot of things that we need to improve on. Now, concerning is it all under the LCSD, or is it partially under the LCSD? I'd like to know about that.
Before the commencement of this project, a number of years ago, we went and for an on-site investigation or inspection together with the LCSD, and the MTR at the time said that some trees will be retained and also some trees will be reprovisioned. Now, it's been quite a number of years, and this is about to be completed, this project. Perhaps you can provide us with a number, a location, as well as the species of the trees. Now, you've given us a 3D diagram, but that is still insufficient. Perhaps before we turn it back to the LCSD, you can provide some more information. We don't see a lot of information here, really. Perhaps 2 months before turning over, together with the LCSD and the MTRC, perhaps we together can sit down together with you to look at the on-site report. We do not want to be criticized
size after this has been completed and turned over to the LDC, and also in terms of the area and perhaps you can provide some more information concerning the rest area and also the terrace that you talked about. What exactly is the height of the terrace and what about the safety features thereof? And if it's such a premium site, how about we feature some musical concerts there? Is it possible? Can you provide more information? Mr. Lee Chiang-Yen, please.
Excuse me for being late,
Mr. Chair. I'm concerned about the loading on the platform of NOT station. It is already very crowded as it is. If you open up this SEL in the future, would the loading be or the loading be overly much?
And in terms of extending the platform, especially during the peak hours,
perhaps you can extend or increase the capacity, allowing more passengers to wait for trains on those platforms.
Chiang Kok Kun,
thank you, Chair. The Island South Line has been opened for use, but what was shocking was the bursting of the pipe and the flooding. But after scrutiny, it is found that it is not the fault of the MTRC, but it was a government pipe. But the report that came out after said that because there was no concrete protection wall, and I do not remember what material was used for the protection wall, but in any case, with the bursting of the pipe, there was immediate flooding. Apart from that incident in the station, in the new SEL, are there such features, are there such sites which are prone to incidents, please?
可以讓市民去接觸到那些古物，都近距離，是否可以讓人碰的呢？我想了解究竟你那舊幾代要擺放，可以讓人碰，因為它擺放好像像凳，是否可以直情當埋凳，那個功能去介紹那個歷史，那我希望都能夠將這些歷史在平面設計和上一次的分別有多大。 平面的設計和上一次的分別有多大，另外一個就是關於人提的問題，現在金鐘站的人流都真的爆得很厲害，你將來沙中線過馬來，其實金鐘站雖然你建了層都好，你去到那裡是線的，在廣島線和荃灣線可能將來的沙中線那個交匯點那裡就亂大龍，究竟你們的安排是怎樣呢？我又沒有聽到你們介紹。
下一次會不會可以上來介紹埋那個情況呢？麻煩謝主管員，謝主管員，我亦都係同阿副主席同有同感啦。咁呢個東西走廊、南北走廊又即係增加咗呢個金鐘嗰個即係嗰個負荷，同埋呢個設計上面係咪應該考慮到呢樣嘢咧？即係唔好去到金鐘咧就好似走爛咁樣，即係走嚟走去咁樣。咁呢個係唔應該改善一下咧？
Being free from the crowds when they go to Emerald Station, I think you need to improve the situation.
哋覺得需要去睇，即係現場睇一睇，因為始終咧，我哋呢個綠化，我哋區議會同嘅同事咧，大家都要爭取，同埋呢個真係一個市民咧，因為嗰個地方可以引到好多市民。如果周邊環境好嘅話咧，係引到好多市民咧，係食完飯咧，即係唞一唞氣。所以咧，我哋都，我覺得我哋希望誒，你哋港鐵能夠盡量安排我哋一個細節。
Could arrange a site visit for us. Your response, please.
I'll answer the questions raised on the garden and the planting. So essentially, during the initial works, we removed a number of trees off the site. So there was 150 trees that were felled as part of that works, and a number of trees transplanted. So those trees that we felled, we're compensating fully. So that every tree that was removed will be replaced.
There was
32 species of trees on the site before we started, and when we finish, there'll be just over 40 species. So we're increasing the number of species of trees across the garden, and they will be planted in themes. And in answering the questions about colour and flowers, the plants have been chosen specifically so that they do flower during different seasons. So we're looking to have a lot of colour in the garden so that the people who use it can enjoy different times of the year, different colours and different features. In terms of the design itself, principally it's not changed since we presented this in 2011 and 2012. We've tried where we can to minimise the footpath widths to maximise the green areas. And that's something we've worked on over the course of the last 2 years. With the constraints of the MTR structure that sits above ground and the EVA that we need to maintain as a statutory requirement, that does take up a good portion of the site. So we can't adjust that. But where there are opportunities for putting greening in, we basically put the greening in wherever we can. And that includes vertical greening on the structures as well. In terms of the granite that we've located, or the old seawall, we believe it's from the mid 19th century seawall. There was an archaeological assessment made at the time, and the reports were all provided to AMO in terms of the find. In terms of the actual stones themselves, they were quite fractured in terms of there was no continual wall, it was just bits and pieces of stone. And we've recovered elements that we think are worthwhile, and we'll place them in the landscaping. They are available to touch, people can sit on them, and the signs that we'll install, information that we provide to the users of the park will enable them to feel part of history when they see them or touch them. In terms of the rest areas and terraces, and the seating, I mean, we can provide a lot more detail in terms of where the seats are. There are over 50 benches being allocated in the park, a number of those on the upper deck, but predominantly they're on the lower area of the garden. Some of those are under cover, some of them are out. So people can enjoy the weather if they choose. So in terms of the design, again, I think there were some comments about the design looking a bit two-dimensional, looking a little bit different from previous submissions. So I think some of the colours that we've used on the images may, and the layout plan is a little bit different, but essentially the positioning of the buildings is no different, and we're just trying to represent now what we will be doing later this year. In terms of inspections, more than happy to have inspections as the work progresses, and we can share more information on specific trees and plant species in the future.
None of the exits that are similar to that exit in South Horizon Station. Anything else from members? I'd like to have detailed information.
好，咁我喺度咧都提醒康文署啊，即係呢個公園喺未交之前咧，唔該你哋同港鐵搞清楚。唔係到時咧，就第二個西江都線咁樣噶啦，我哋又即係去到又呢樣唔啱我哋，我哋唔啱嗰樣。但係即係我希望喺未發生之前，大家有一個經驗，我哋喺西江都線咧，希望唔好再喺呢度發生，希望大家溝通多啲啊，因為
大家能夠溝通多啲，了解多啲，盡量啲數據提翻上嚟俾我哋。如果冇嘅話，我哋結束今日嘅討論。
That's it for this item. Thank you very much.